Talking some basketball here. Moving down to Gallatin, Coach Chad Sullinger and his Bulldogs, they are 5-0. Got a quality victory week ago tonight against Northland Christian. You get games that you look at them and say, okay, this is kind of a showdown in the conference. A lot of them occur in January. Showdown early. Putnam County coming off a Final Four appearance will be at Gallatin tonight. 7:30 tip. So certainly the biggest boys game in the GRC, I think, is going to be at Gallatin High School tonight. Let's talk about it with head coach Chad Sullinger. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having us on, Tom.
Not a problem. As far as, you know, obviously you're trying to get fighting back from that injury in football season. You're trying to get guys who are healthy. And I know there's a lot of illness that's going through the area school district. How much has the last week of not having played from Northland Christian, trying to get back to full strength, how much has it helped the Bulldogs?
Well, I think it's helped us quite a bit, just being able to get in and get our feet on the ground and being able to practice. You know, that was kind of a little chaotic there stretch there week after the guys got back from football, where we were practice game, and just trying to get everyone back to healthy, whether it was from sickness or injury, and being able to see these guys, you know, continuously day in and day out through our practice schedule, with having one game this having one game and being able to get in the gym, you know, I feel like we're in a little better place than we were a week ago.
What's the biggest challenge? I know this is going back a couple of weeks, but when you get a team that literally football season ends, you got to practice Monday, you got a game on Tuesday, and there's a difference between football shape and basketball shape. What's the biggest challenge in that turnaround and getting guys where they're ready to go for basketball season?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the first time I've experienced this, and as my first time, I would have to say getting them just acquainted to the movements in basketball that are different than they are in football. You know, you're obviously not going to get them in physical condition in, you know, two or three practices, and well, I understand that, and that was part of it, but just, you know, little things such as movements, and then offensively just them not having a ball in their hands and you know, shooting the basketball has probably been one of our biggest areas that we've struggled in. And I think some of that is due to we just haven't been in the gym to do that. And so, you know, the athleticism's still there. Mentally, with having a veteran group like I've got for the most part, mentally we know what we're doing. But, you know, sometimes it takes a while for, you know, your body to get used to those different movements and of course, repetitions with shooting the basketball were probably one of the couple of biggest things that I noticed.
You can make a really strong argument that the top three teams, boys-wise, in the East are your team, Putnam County, and Princeton. We were talking a little bit about Princeton off the air, who I go see tonight when they play Trenton. And you get both Putnam County and Princeton at home this week, Coach. So for the conference standings and all that, this is a huge week for Gallatin.
Yeah, you know, we went up there last year and played a heck of a game with them in their place, and you know, they got us by a few, and so you know, we definitely want to make sure that we're ready to rock and roll, because, you know, these early season games, while they are early, they do mean they do hold quite a bit of water for our conference standings. I mean, I think you throw in there, you know, there are a lot of other quality teams in our conference. I think our conference is very good this year on our side, and it's going to be a tough challenge this week to try to get in, get taken care of business, keep the Christmas break on the back burner right now, and keep the guys focused on the task at hand.
How did the guys play down at Northland Christian last Tuesday, Coach? Were you pretty pleased?
Oh, yeah, we were okay. You know, we struggled defensively early in the games. It's like when we come out and the ball's tipped, it's kind of like we're not necessarily ready to go full 100%. And so, you know, the thing I'm looking at tonight is, you know, how do we start consistency throughout the game? We had some good runs at Northland Christian and some good spurts, which those are always great to have. But, you know, we just got to get our consistent level on both ends of the floor, our level raised a little bit if we want to get to where where we want to get to.
Yeah, start so important, and you just kind of look at where's Putnam County at. They won the Tri-Rivers Classic a couple of weeks ago. They're coming off a Final Four appearance, so you know that the guys coming back, they have a ton of confidence. You guys have a ton of confidence with the level that you're at. So this is really a game where, you know, both teams feel like they have a chance to win. It comes down to just who executes better in a game like tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're both going to do our things that we normally do, I would assume, and hopefully, you know, we can just play a little bit better than them on this night. But they're a tough group. They, like you said, they bring back a lot of knowledge, and they've had a lot of success, and we've got a lot of respect for them. So, we're definitely going to have to play well to get out of here with a win.
When it comes to Putnam County, Coach, what are the areas of the midgets that when you look at them on film, you go, okay, these are areas that we need to slow down for that team to be successful tonight?
Well, first you start off with number 14. I believe his last name may be Reem. I'm not going names. I go with numbers. But anyway, 14, good guard, had 30 against Schuyler County in that championship game, in that tournament. And, you can kind of tell by watching them, a lot of the stuff goes through him. Terrific player, quick trigger, likes to get to the line, likes to draw fouls. So a lot of things start with him. Then they bring on some good size on the inside with some guys that look like they played a little bit of a different role this season or more of an enhanced role for them this year too. And they do a great job in their zone of trying to make things look silly, but they end up, being in the same zone. But they do a great job of disguising those things. And so, we've just got to make sure that what we've taken and done in practice, hopefully, we'll contribute and roll over into the game tonight, and hopefully we can do a little better job executing on both ends of the floor.
Now, for you Bulldog fans out there, like to see Gallatin play quality opponents, you got your wish. Putnam County tonight, Princeton at home Friday, East Buchanan on Monday the 19th, and Green City, believe that's that Green City game is going to be part of Holiday Hoops over here at NCMC, isn't it, on the 23rd?
Yes, it is.
That's going to be a dandy. The Gophers and the Bulldogs, 6:30 on the night of the 23rd. Coach, we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks for the time, and good luck tonight against the Midgets.
Thanks so much, Tom.